Federal cybersecurity practitioners and vendors are scratching their heads over why President Trump chose not to appoint a White House cybersecurity coordinator. But another opening is nearly as critical, the head of the Justice Department's criminal division. That's a Senate-confirmed position also. Former Justice Department counsel Megan Brown, now a partner at Wiley Rhine, joins me with why this is so critical for the Senate to confirm the name the president sent it. Ms. Brown, good to have you on.
Thank you very much.
All right, so tell us about the individual that was nominated and what's going on, first of all, with the nomination.
Sure. So Brian Benjikowski is a former Department of Justice official and Senate staffer. He's a partner in a law firm here in D.C., very qualified, very temperate and thoughtful guy. I worked with him at the department, and he has been nominated to be the Assistant Attorney General for the Criminal Division within the Department of Justice. His nomination has been pending now for, I believe, 15 or 16 months, if not more, which is a real gap in the leadership of the Department of Justice to not have a Senate-confirmed head of this particular division. It's been lingering for quite some time, and I think is a real disservice to the department and our allies and the private sector to not have this important position filled by a really good nominee who is ready to go and has been in limbo for quite some time.
Sounds like this is important for a lot of other areas besides cybersecurity, if it's the whole criminal division.
Certainly, yeah. The department right now has had a very capable acting assistant attorney general. But from my experience at the end of the Bush administration, you really want Senate-confirmed, accountable division and component heads within the federal agencies because it enables them to take more concrete and aggressive actions. They are politically accountable, and they have the credibility to interact with their counterparts both in the United States and overseas, knowing that the Senate has confirmed them and they have that vote of confidence and that authority.
Yeah, there's a lot of cooperation, I guess, not just with the criminal division, but also the FBI and other agencies outside of justice with their counterparts overseas when it comes to cybersecurity. So it does have international implications, too, then.
Indeed. There's several reports that have been coming out of the administration on cybersecurity with a common theme of better engaging internationally to both bring prosecutions, even when we don't think we can get the bad guys. We need to, as a process value, keep indicting them and sending the message that we're not going to forget and that if you harm U.S. businesses, we are going to take action, but also to engage in really creative, disruptive activities when it comes to things like network management and botnet takedowns that the criminal division is uniquely positioned to do.
Just looking at this from the U.S. government standpoint, you've got a multi-agency complex that deals with cyber. You've got, of course, Homeland Security, also several components in the Commerce Department, plus
Correct.
The White House and the National Security Council where this cyber job was located. So it seems if there's one hole, then the entire intergovernmental effort is that much compromised.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of activity that is ongoing. DOJ deserves a lot of credit in the past 6 months for emphasizing this, bringing some really notable prosecutions and some disruptive activities. The National Security Division, which is headed by a wonderful guy named John Demers, who did get Senate confirmation, is doing outstanding work and regularly partners with the Criminal Division and others. So it's not to say there's not a cop on the beat for the federal government, but it is a missed opportunity to not have a Criminal Division chief to round out those folks who are doing this work.
We're speaking with Megan Brown, partner at Wiley Rhine, former Justice Department counsel. And something you mentioned in your Real Clear Politics article probably didn't get the attention it should since it came from Jeff Sessions, who's in the news for a million other reasons that we won't get into here. But he created a cyber digital task force. Tell us more about what that is within Justice and what it does and how it relates to the criminal division. Or is
Indeed.
It part of it?
No, thanks. I think Attorney General Sessions is to be commended for setting this task force up. It draws upon lots of different components within the department, the FBI, the Office of Legal Policy, OLC. Its first order of business is to diagnose and catalog what the agency is doing and can do on cyber. And I think this is where creativity is important. I have written articles urging and talked to my friends at the department to urge them to be creative in how they think about their role in supporting cybersecurity. And that's a place where a Senate-confirmed head of the criminal division could bring that additional energy and creativity to the list of things the department could do. But the Department of Justice has an important role to play as the key federal law enforcement officer. They partner with the Department of Homeland Security regularly, as well as the components they're under, like the Secret Service. And this cyber task force is a way to help the AG understand both what is happening now, much of which is very good, and what is possible in the future, in a time when I think we really need to be bringing some creativity to these discussions about cybersecurity and not just looking to the standard old playbook.
Sure. And as you also pointed out, there's an international engagement and deterrence reports from the State Department. There's the Transparency in the Marketplace report from Commerce, and then there's the Botnet report, which I think was a joint effort of Commerce and Homeland Security. How do they all fit into this complex that is also, I guess, occupied by the Cyber Digital Task Force?
Yeah, it's a great question. In fact, the private sector is still struggling to put all of these pieces together and encourage the administration to limit duplication, because it feels sometimes like there is so much on cyber coming out from not just these agencies, but now the Consumer Product Safety Commission is involved. The Federal Trade Commission has a role to play. So I think a lot of us want the administration to try and harmonize and streamline some of this. But many of those reports that you referenced explicitly call for an increase in deterrent activity and other activity to raise the costs to the bad guys, because everyone who plays in this space knows this is an inherently global challenge. The bad guys are not often sitting in Florida or Illinois. They're sitting around the world, often in countries that aren't friendly to our law enforcement needs. So we need to be taking steps to drive up the cost to them to make our businesses less attractive as a target. And one way to do that is through creative and robust law enforcement efforts and other intelligence-related efforts that the Department of Justice is uniquely situated to complement and sometimes to lead. But the Botnet report, for example, calls for creative solutions, legal frameworks to help network operators do more, as well as international partnerships. And all of that would be augmented by the confirmation of Brian Benjikowski, so that the criminal division has someone who is ready to hit the road immediately to go talk to his foreign counterparts to talk about how we can work together to meet this really big challenge that's not going away and is really inherently global.
And getting back to Mr. Benjikowski himself, what do we know about him in terms of his cyber chops, or is he just a good leader that would help the people with the cyber chops in the criminal division do their thing?
You know, I think both. He has vast experience both at the department, understanding what their existing authorities are. He understands how they bring these matters, and he will have a great relationship with John Demers at the National Security Division. So I think they would make a really nice aggressive pair to go out and do it. Brian has a lot of creative energy on this, and his time in the Senate, he understands the political stakes of the United States having policy and aggressively defending itself and working with its like-minded allies. So, you know, I've talked to him. He's eager to get there. He has some very creative ideas and is, I think, going to be a good help to the Department of Justice in augmenting what the administration wants to do. And it's particularly helpful since we don't have a cyber czar in the White House right now. It can't just be DHS. DOJ has an important role to play. So I know Brian's eager to get there and will be a great asset.
Megan Brown is a partner at Wiley Rhine and former counsel to two U.S. attorneys. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
We'll post a link to her op-ed and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.